Pro now.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into this live Saturday edition of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Again, shows about what you want it to be about if you pick up the phone and make the call. In the meantime, we've got things that are sort of interesting to us. And I had something that I mentioned actually about on I mentioned on last night's show, but never had a chance to get to it. Wednesday was a pretty busy day here in lovely Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. And if you've listened to the program before, you know that both Mark and myself, hosts of the program, are Free State Project members. We've moved to New Hampshire in order to be activists for liberty, as have hundreds of other people, and hundreds and thousands more will be moving. In fact, we'd like to invite you to go to the Free State Project website, freestateproject.org, to learn more about it. But anyway, just to give you a little understanding of what's going on here, there was some activism going on Wednesday morning, some civil disobedience, which was very successful. We discussed it in detail last night. If you want to get details on that, you can go to freekeen.com to read more about the successful civil disobedience. But as I was waiting in the lobby of the city building here in Keene, there was this guy approached me, and we'll call him the couch enforcer. Now, for those that aren't aware of this situation, the city, the people calling themselves the city of Keene, has been threatening me, and this man in particular, Carl Patton, the couch enforcer, been threatening me over a couch that is in my tenant's lawn. See, I have a duplex, and my tenants have been here since I bought the house. I believe the couch has been there since I bought the house, and nobody's had a problem with it. The tenants that live, you know, again, the tenants that have the couch in the lawn, it's their couch, their side of the lawn, they have told me that the neighbors they live across the street from, they are on good terms with. Like, for instance, they throw parties in the backyard sometimes, like cookout kind of barbecue style parties. And they'll go to the neighbors and they'll say, hey, just wanted to let you know we're going to be throwing this party. And if you've got any problems, let us know. We'll take care of it. So they're pretty neighborly in that way. And so they're on good terms, is what I'm trying to say, with the neighbors. So they told me that if the neighbors had a problem with something they were doing, certainly they would come over and talk to them about it. So in the 2 years that we've lived here, or Mark, you and I have lived in this area, in the 2 years, nobody's had a problem with the couch being out in the yard. And it's not like the rest of the yard is junk. You've seen the yard, Mark. It's kept in relatively good shape.
I've seen the yard, and I've been there many times. I never even saw the couch. That's how, you know, it's
pretty low profile and blends
in. Camouflaged it is.
But so nobody had a complaint that that my tenants were aware of until all of a sudden this Carl Patton guy from the city shows up with one of his tickets. And he proceeds to litter his ticket on my property, which I got video footage of. You can see that over at freekeen.com. And, you know, of course, I asked Carl as he was putting that ticket on my house, well, does the city own this property? And he told me no. So I said, well, how can you expect me to agree to your how could you expect me to pay this fine? Did I agree to your rules? He didn't want to answer those questions. He just went off in a huff. And then a few weeks later, they sent me a letter in the mail. They said that the fine has doubled from $100 to $200, and we may bring you into court over this. And so I wrote them something back, and you can read that over at freekeen.com. But as I was, as I was in the lobby after I just hand-delivered the notarized letters that I'd written back to the city, this the couch enforcer appears because he knew I was going to be there because it was a public event that he knew a lot of the activists were going to be attending. He comes up, and I, of course, being polite as I normally do, I said, good morning, Carl. And he hands out this folded pink piece of paper to me, which I was not interested in taking from him. So I pulled my hand back, and he then proceeds to commit battery by touching me with it. Well, you laugh, Mark, but they would charge me with battery if I went up and touched a cop and a cop didn't want to be touched.
In Charleston, West Virginia this week, they charged a man with battery and a law enforcement officer for farting too close to a police officer. So you're right. They do do enforce their rules differently. I don't know if I think that you have much of a battle here with your soggy, moldy, rain-sodden couch.
It is not my couch. It is my the couch of my tenants. Anyway, so he gives me this pink piece of paper, which I have here in front of me, and it says it's a complaint. And apparently the complainant is Mr. Carl Patton from the city of Keene complaining about the couch in the lawn. Now, I actually asked Carl when he first showed up here, are you one of my neighbors? And he said no. So I really don't really care what Carl thinks very much about the couch in the yard.
Because he's not a neighbor.
Right. If he actually was one of my neighbors, then great. Let's talk about this like adults. Maybe we can figure out a way to make this situation go away, make the couch disappear or something like that, if one of the neighbors actually had a problem with it. So they're ordering me to go to their courtroom next week on Wednesday morning and to appear. It says to appear before said court under penalty of law to answer to a complaint charging you with the following offense, which is a violation in regards to all of their little codes about minimum property standards, et cetera, et cetera. So I will be attending the court on Wednesday morning, but under duress. You know, the only reason I'll go is because
duress, please.
I understand.
You want nothing more than to go to their little court.
I don't want to consent to their little system at all, so I'm going to make it very clear that morning that I am there under duress. And the reason I'm going is because they're going to send men with guns to hurt me if I don't go.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's what happens. When you don't show up in court, eventually they send men with guns, calling themselves police.
The reason you're going is because you love this sort of civil disobedience, getting in front of the judges and having your chance to talk.
I would rather, I've actually never been in front of a judge. This is the first time I've ever done something like this.
I know, you're excited about it.
I like it when other people do it, and I am excited about the opportunity to essentially ask some very, very challenging, very difficult questions in front of the court. And perhaps put this judge in a place he would rather not be, and maybe make it so they won't mess around again in the future. Essentially, I'm going to go in there, and I'm working on my notes right now as to what it is I'm going to say. But essentially, I'm going to accept their notice, which is what they gave me. It's notice to show up in their court. I'll accept their notice, and I will offer the following agreement. Essentially, what I'm going to tell them is, well, you could agree to, the city can agree to discharge the current matter and only prosecute me when it actually has evidence of a victim. In return, I will have the couch removed when the original complaining party introduces themselves to me and asks me to remove it like an adult. And I agree not to pursue battery and littering charges against the city and its agent, Carl Patton, of which I have plenty of evidence for. I have multiple witnesses who saw this man battery me, commit battery upon me, and I have video footage of him littering his garbage ticket on my property. So, I mean, it seems like those are closed cases, as far as I'm concerned. But what about this original complaining party? Who was it? I actually called the local talk show here in Keene this morning, and we discussed this issue. And one of the hosts, Fred Parcells, another city bureaucrat, nice guy, I like Fred. One of the hosts told me that he knew who the complaining party was. So apparently the complaining party isn't actually Carl Patton from the city, though he's the one that signed the complaint. So it's not him. He's obviously complaining on behalf of someone else who's anonymous.
Aren't we supposed to be able to face our accusers?
Yes, and if they're going to force me into a trial, which this is a hearing from what I understand. I'm not sure exactly what they call this because they're asking me to appear to answer to a complaint. I guess that's a hearing. So if they try to railroad me into a trial, I can certainly approach things from that direction. But so, yeah, I do want to know who the original complaining party is, and if they want to be act like an adult and be a big boy and come over and introduce themselves like a neighbor would, being neighborly, then, yeah, let's talk like adults, deal with this. We'll get the problem taken care of. I'm sure my tenants wouldn't mind moving the couch. They just don't have a truck. They told me they, you know, would have a couple of years ago.
If there's a complaining party, I'm not saying that I'm very excited about your little couch case here, but if there's a complaining party, you deserve in America
Absolutely.
To be able to face the complaint.
So we'll see what their response is going to be. But my question for you tonight, if you're listening to all this thinking, what? You can't have a couch in your lawn. Well, do you believe that you have the right to control your neighbor's property? 800-259-9231.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Remarkable performance isn't just about what we do, it's about how we do it. Passion is the fuel that lets us set ourselves on fire. If you are going to get the marketplace excited about your brand, that is, about you, you have to get people excited about who you are and what you do. Remember, no one will be more passionate about your performance than you are yourself. The good news is that passion can be created and stoked, but it's up to you to do so. In all my years of working with people to bring out their very best, I have come to believe that life isn't just about living out our passions, but living passionately. Live passionately in everything you do. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. There are a whole bunch of archives right there on the front page of the website. Perhaps you're a Saturday-only listener. You only get the show on your local radio station Saturdays. Grab the last week, last year of the show. Right there, front page, freetalklive.com.
Dex-C20 is a natural appetite suppressant enabling people to eat less and still feel full. Users report that they eat the same foods, but they eat less of them without feeling hungry. They also report feeling more energy without the jitters. I've been taking it for going on a couple months now, and I'm losing weight, and I can tell you it doesn't give you that weird jittery feeling that most diet pills give you. So if you need to lose a little weight like I do, Dex-C20, you can go to Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or go to diet.freetalklive.com. That's Dex-C20 in the gold box.
So why am I doing this? Why is this? And we'll get to the calls here in a moment, but why is it that that I'm doing this? I mean, people might be listening to this. You're crazy. You've got a couch in your lawn. You obviously hate your neighbors. This isn't about freedom. This is about being trashy, or et cetera, et cetera. And if we had somebody that wanted to take up the side of the state on this, we'd be going right to their calls, by the way. Nobody is taking the side of the government on this yet that is on hold at 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to court next week on this couch issue. My tenants have a couch in their lawn. It's been there for a long time. All of a sudden, the city, people started hitting me with their paperwork over this, threatening me, and now they want to take me to court. So why am I doing this? Well, it's because I try to live up to what it is I believe, to be the change I wish to see in the world, as Gandhi might have put it. And one of those things I believe in pretty firmly is the idea that non-cooperation with this arbitrary nonsense from these government people is one of those powerful, effective things that we can do on an individual basis to achieve liberty in our lifetime, to move ahead and push these people back and make it so they can't get away with this crap anymore. And when I say get away with this crap, I do mean crap. There's no victim in this case. There's no victim. There's no complaining party with any legitimacy. Nobody has actually stood up. No neighbor has actually said, I have a problem with this. This is a city bureaucrat trying to raise revenue for the city government. And of course, city governments all across the country are quite desperate for revenue these days, aren't they, Mark? With housing prices taking a tumble and prices being adjusted downward, and that meaning that the cities are getting less money coming in. They don't like that very much.
It's happening quite a lot.
So they need to spot things and write tickets and stuff like that. And if you go to freekeen.com and you look at these stories, or the stories about the Couch Enforcer, just look at the Couch Enforcer stories. You'll see that I've scanned them in. I've scanned in the tickets in the paperwork that they have sent me over this. And what's most interesting, even if I had consented to their system, and I haven't, and they claim the government's by the consent of the governed, so I'm making it clear, I haven't consented. But even if I had, by their own rules, in their own system, they don't even fill out their paperwork right. This Carl Patton character from the city, when he first dropped off, when he littered the first ticket on my property, he didn't even fill in a name on the ticket. Name of violator. That space was blank. Nor did he sign the ticket. You know what? You know how I know he didn't sign the ticket? Because he did put a little line. There's a signature line, right? But he put a little line over top of the signature line. So just a quick scratch mark, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I know that's not his signature, because now I have his signature. He actually signed the complaint that he served me with the other day. He signed that.
Okay.
So I thought, well, okay, Carl's maybe Carl listened. Maybe he was reading the website. In fact, I'm sure he's reading the website. But maybe he was reading freekeen.com and he realized, oh, man, I messed up. I botched up the ticket. You know, I better get this complaint right when I fill out this complaint. So I'm looking at the complaint that they gave me. And I'm looking through here, and yep, they put my name on this time. That's good. Check the violation box. Last time they said it was a $100 ticket, but they didn't circle the fine. So there was no real way to tell what the fine was. And then down on the bottom of the ticket, you know, the top part, it looks pretty well filled in, but down at the very bottom, underneath Carl's signature, it says that this enforcement officer personally appeared above the above-named complainant and made the oath that the above complaint by him subscribed is, his in his belief, true. Date and a signature line for a justice of the peace to sign. Now, I don't even know what a justice of the peace is. Some other city bureaucrat, I'm sure. But it seems to me that old Carl didn't go through all the steps necessary to give me a legitimate complaint form. If you have to have a justice of the peace sign and date the bottom before you can serve somebody with a complaint form, as the form seems to indicate, this doesn't seem to be a valid complaint form.
Well, I mean, the bureaucrats really like, really put up a lot of hurdles for the average Joe to go through whenever they're dealing with the city or the state or, you know, whatever it is. Just try dealing with, you know, the EPA or your local zoning board or whatever, and you'll see how many hurdles there are. But they don't follow them themselves, so why do you expect them to follow them here?
Well, I'm not saying I expect anything out of them. I'm just pointing out that one of the things I'm mentioning here is that they're not following their own rules. So even if I wanted to, even if I had consented to their system, I could probably beat these based on the fact the guy didn't even fill the stuff out correctly. I'm not going to take that approach, but I'm just pointing out to people that are listening, I've encouraged before on the show that people should take baby steps and start experimenting with non-cooperation where they are. I mean, it's best if you do it here in New Hampshire, where you can be surrounded by like-minded, liberty-loving activists who are going to back you up. But taking baby steps into this realm of non-cooperation, these are some of the things that you can, you know, take a close look at the documents they give you. Most people, when they're handed a ticket from some government bureaucrat, whether they be a cop or so-called code enforcement, they take that ticket, they get scared, they pay the ticket. They don't think anything else about it. They don't, you know, they just want to make it go away. And I understand that. I do understand that. But if you take even just a closer look at these garbage pieces of paper they're giving you, they miss all kinds of things that they should be doing in order to make their own process legitimate.
I'm not sure that it's very effective. It seems to me that the judges give law enforcement officers lenience when it comes to filling out their tickets.
Well, I don't know about all that. As I said, I'm not going to challenge that aspect of it. I'm just pointing out that these bureaucrats are lazy at working their very own system. So even if you want to work inside the system against them, you probably would have a pretty good case. And I want to encourage more people when the bureaucrats are coming after you, whether it's, again, for your yard or it's for marijuana possession or whatever, take it to court. Don't plea out and don't pay them.
Well, I think
refuse to participate.
I think that pleading out is just wrong anyway. I mean, if the person did it, do we want them getting a deal? No. We want them to stand trial in front of court and take the full punishment of the law. If the person didn't do it, do we want them getting scared and taking a plea? No.
No.
Plea bargaining is
court.
Plea bargaining is just the bureaucrats being lazy. The fact is, our court system is way too clogged with a bunch of people that didn't commit any crimes, harm anyone, and they should very well, everyone should get their day in court, and plea bargaining, I think, is wrong.
If more people took it to court, the courts would crash because they wouldn't have enough time in the day to process all these
cases.
Well,
I would like the people that did do something to get the full bore of the law.
Right. Well, let's get rid of all these bad laws like the war on drugs, so that way the people that did something are actually people that hurt other people. Let's talk to Philip in Florida, listening to WFTL. You're on Free Talk Live. Philip. Hello.
Thanks for taking the call.
Good to be here, Philip. What's on your mind?
Let me mention something real brief before I get to the topic. The station that your show is on here, here's like just once, probably once or twice a month, because what they do,
they have sports. I know you have a point. We're going to get to it. Hang on. We're bringing back Philip and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Lead from solder and copper pipes. Mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you can travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com, enter the promo code 600, and start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Use the promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. We're talking about a couch situation. There's a couch in my tenant's lawn, and I don't really care about it. The neighbors don't appear to care about it, but the city is threatening me now, and I'm going to court over it on Wednesday morning. And I'm basically going to, you know, give them the opportunity to back down, because I'm not backing down. And I want to go back to your calls here and ask again, is there anybody out there that thinks the city's doing the right thing here and threatening me with violence over a couch in my lawn? If you don't think there's violence involved, there is. If I don't pay their fine and I don't go to their courtroom, they're going to send violent men with guns to violently take me to their courtroom. And if I don't want to go to their courtroom, then it'll become a life and death situation. So I'm going to go under duress, and we'll see what happens. We'll let you know on the program. But let's go back to Philip, listening to WFTL in Florida. Now, Philip, you were beginning to tell us in an unrelated note that we are on WFTL occasionally during the football season because of preemption, and that's the way things are.
Yeah, and what they'll do is just your host shows will be canceled for that evening, and it's been done consecutively weekends in a row, where sometimes you're only on once a month. And then sometimes they'll knife your show in half or something like that, or three quarters.
This is one of those things that we have to just understand, being a nighttime radio program, that there are going to be sports preemptions for Free Talk Live. It's unfortunate. Obviously, yeah. If I had it my way, no talk station in America would air sports, but that's just the way things are.
Your show is so wonderful. Y'all deserve better than the way the station treats you.
One of the way that one of the reasons that Free Talk Live has gotten on to some big stations like WFTL is because of our flexibility for the program directors. And at this point in our careers, you know, we're growing the show. We're getting on more and more stations. We're adding new stations every month. So that's, you know, it's the best thing for us.
Let me tell you, the best thing you can do, and everybody else listening that is only, for instance, getting the Saturday show, call up the station, tell them thanks. Thank you for airing the show, number one. And number two, ask them nicely to air all 6 nights of the program. At least then you'll get, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 nights instead of just, you know, every so often on Saturdays.
Okay, what condition was the van in and it was in the yard?
It's not a van, it's a couch.
What condition? Was it in a good condition?
It's a couch in the yard.
Visibly, it looks fine, but it's not. It's not classy. But no. The rest of the yard looks, you know, is mowed nicely around it. It seems incongruous, and I never even noticed the thing. And I come here every day.
Well, down here we can't have anything in our yard like that because
sure,
it rains here a lot. Things get wet and they stink, and they actually have patrols here, believe it or not, of officers that walk and sniff block by block, and if they smell mold or mildew, they will serve you.
Wow. I used to live in Florida, so I totally believe that.
I am absolutely not joking, and they will draw guns. They are not hesitant. I've seen them draw guns on the home. Somebody had a sheriff's statue. You know, it's a little angel statue. And what they did, the homeowner sawed off the wings.
What?
They saw the owner of the home sawed off the wings of the statue, and it fell out of compliance with the homeowners, and they they said that the wings had to stay on the statue.
I'd like to point something out here. I heard you mention homeowners, and I want to point something out. I do not live in a deed-restricted neighborhood, so I don't have a homeowner's agreement. I have never signed anything. So if what you're referring to is a situation where you've got a homeowner who has signed a contract, has signed an agreement saying, I will abide by these rules and regulations, then absolutely they should be held to their agreement. In that case, I fully agree with them being able to be taken to arbitration over those issues. This is one of the reasons why I will never live in a deed-restricted neighborhood. I have no interest in allowing other people to control my property with their, at their whims. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, that's all.
Thanks, Philip, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Dave, listening in Keene to WKBK. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going up there?
What's on your mind, dude?
Well, I think you ought to just take the couch away from your property and get it all over with, because obviously the couch has been there for a long time, causing a problem.
It's not causing a problem.
Well, it is causing
They're
a problem.
See, let me see if I can explain this, Dave. They are causing a problem.
I've already listened to you for the last 15 minutes, and I'm well aware of the situation. But it's obviously causing a problem because the city or wherever you live wouldn't bother to be sending people over to your property to deal with this thing. So just get the cash.
I wouldn't bother.
Tell your tenants not to leave junk on the property, and it'll all be taken care of.
I kind of agree with you about how to handle the couch. However, don't you think that here in America that my cantankerous co-host here should be able to face this accuser?
Well, absolutely. That I find reprehensible. They should be having the person that made the complaint right there. They should make that person known to you. I'm really upset about that.
Right. All I'm saying is if that person had just come over and said, hi, I'm, your neighbor down the street.
Yeah.
I don't really like this couch. That's the adult way to do that.
That's really all he said. David, that's really all he said that he wants in his, sort of, when he goes to the hearing here or whatever.
I'm not doing anything until I meet the person who has actually had a problem with the couch. I'm not going to do anything
about it. I'm with you on that. I'm with you, that you should be able to face your accuser in court. But because we all have spent way too much money on our taxes and courts.
Yes.
Get your tenants to get the couch off the property.
Well, now, hold on a second.
If the complainant had come over and talked to my partner here, likely the couch would have been gone already.
I'm talking about the greater good of the community. Who defines that, Dave? Not for your own edification. I'm talking about not tying up our legal system any more nonsense.
Oh, hey, you know what, Dave? I'm with you, man. I don't want to go to court. Look, the only reason I would go to court is because they're going to hurt me if I don't. They're the ones that decided to initiate this.
They won't send men with guns to shoot you, but they do want to
cast
off
the property. Wait a minute. Have you ever not shown up to court before?
Sure.
What do they do?
Well, what they're going to do is subpoena you again, and then they'll issue an arrest warrant.
Then what do they do?
That's the guy with the gun.
Come and get you.
But
it's
with
not
guns,
like they're
right?
trying to shoot you with guns.
Well, wait a minute. What if I don't? Wait. What if I don't? Whoa, hold on. What if I don't open the door?
They're trying to make you fulfill your community duties.
No. We can get to that community duties in a moment. But what if I don't open the door when they come to get me?
I'm not sure. They'll probably knock it down.
Yeah, and then what if I don't want to leave with them? What if I say I'm a free person and who do you think you are? You've no victim.
If you're foolish enough to go that far over something as silly as a couch on your front yard, I really don't think they're going to shoot you.
They'll probably try to taser him, but there have been instances.
I've dealt with the legal system in a few different cases, and generally they're not there to try to hurt you. They really aren't.
Well, yes, they are.
They're mostly there to get your money.
They're there to waste your time and to get your money.
They want your money.
That's damage. If they're getting money from you and you haven't harmed anybody else, then they are trying to hurt you. They're trying to hurt your pocketbook.
They're
trying to hurt your bank account.
Wait a minute, Dave.
I'm sorry. I can't agree with anything you're saying. They're not giving me a break. I was fine. My neighbors were fine. My tenants were fine. Then all of a sudden the city comes along and initiates action against me. So the city is the one that should be blamed for causing this court situation. I did not ask to go to court. They demanded I go to their court.
They fined you and you still didn't take any action about getting rid of
the couch. I have no obligation to take action, do I?
Well, Dave, you're rather foolish not to.
Why?
I agree with you, Dave. I totally agree with you that poking the tiger with a sharp stick is silly.
I'm not poking anything.
However,
they're poking me.
If the city really wanted to save you money, Dave, and they don't, they would have gone and got the complainant and they would have said, okay, let's talk about this. Everybody talk about this like an adult.
Right.
And the couch would have been gone the next day.
They could have avoided the process entirely.
But what they want to do is, in fact, take $100 from you, and then the complainant gets to remain anonymous. And that's really a snitch society.
I want you to tell me, Dave, about this obligation. You're suggesting that they gave me this fine, I should have just gone ahead and done something about it, and that I'm foolish for not doing so.
I thought you said that they already fined you and you had paid it. They fined something to your tenant.
Oh, no, I'm not going to pay this fine. Hang on, I'm going to bring you back. We'll talk more about this. 800-259-9231. And where did the obligation come from? Maybe Dave can answer that question. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday show. Your toll-free number to dial in and bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, there are a few online things that we'd like you to do for us. I'm going to run through them here shortly. Vote. You can vote for us once a month, and we need some help in the votes this month. We did pretty well in the beginning of the month, and the lead that we had in first, we were in first place, and are, I think, still in first place. But we're not in first place by too many votes. So we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. And cast a vote for the show. All you need is an email address. Won't be sold, won't be spammed, and it's a great way to help Free Talk Live stay at the top of the charts. And if we stay at the top of the charts, more people will be attracted to the program. There's something else, though. We could also use your dig. If you're familiar with the website dig.com, they have a podcast section, and we're trying to move up the rankings there. So head over to dig.freetalklive.com and cast your dig.
Yeah.
Do your dig. Anyway, go to dig.freetalklive.com and take care of that for us as well, which would be much appreciated. And finally, podcast awards. Yeah, go to podcastawards.com and nominate Free Talk Live in the best political podcast category. We have till just another 3 days or so to get all the nominations in, so we definitely need your help with that. Podcastawards.com, nominate Free Talk Live. As we go back to your phone calls about what you want, Dave is still on the line listening in Keene to WKBK. Now, Dave, I wanted to bring you back because we're talking about this couch that's in the lawn, and I want to make sure we have this discussion. I think it's an important discussion. You seem like an intelligent guy, so I want to make sure we can complete this here. And we're talking about this couch that that my tenants have in their lawn. The city has decided to initiate force against me, to aggress against me, to threaten me with their paperwork, their fines, and their courts. And so you had actually suggested earlier that I was being foolish for doing what I'm doing, and that is non-cooperating. I'm refusing to pay, and I'm refusing to obey. You're saying that's foolish because I should just go ahead and take care of it. Is that accurate? Describe what you said earlier.
What I would say is that all municipalities have a code that is right out there for everyone to go look at, and it's probably in place for a long time.
Maybe.
And you can actually go visit the municipality's online website and find out the code. You'll probably find they have some kind of ordinance against having junk on your lawn.
Oh, they absolutely do. They absolutely do. But
Once you know that that's already there, you're responsible as a citizen.
That's the part I disagree with. First of all, I don't think you can prove that I'm a...
Think you should bother stopping for stop signs either.
You know, if there's nobody around, I don't.
I think you're a bad citizen then. So you're
I don't really consider myself a citizen. And let's get into that here because you're talking about their ordinances.
Then why do you just go to jail? Don't worry about it.
Well, let me explain something to you. You're talking about their ordinances, and you mentioned the municipality. I'm not part of their municipality. Can you explain to me factually what a municipality is, Dave?
To buy a piece of property in their place, you are responsible.
Can you explain to me what a municipality is, Dave, before we go on?
Sure. It's the governing organization that dictates how people must behave to ensure a proper modicum of behavior in an area.
Now, Dave, you said that if you buy a piece of property in an area, you're responsible to obey the laws of the municipality.
Right, right.
If you were born in a municipality and you lived there all your life, would you still be responsible?
If you chose or you choose to remain. This is a free country. You can go wherever you want. If you don't like
you have the freedom to leave.
You can go anywhere you want.
Sure. You have the freedom to leave, right?
Right.
So you're saying I have the freedom to go and choose other groups of men and women who are going to try to rule over my life?
Or you can go ahead and try to change the laws. If you don't like
so I should work within the system
the
and beg the my masters,
I didn't say beg, but the laws are usually there for a good reason.
Now,
usually there.
At
if
one time,
like
there was, I believe it was in the 60s, Dave, that they had laws down in the South that black people couldn't sit at the front of the bus. And Rosa Parks decided that she wasn't going to obey that law. She decided to sit at the front of the bus. Was Rosa Parks a bad citizen?
You can go way back to the 1200s and 1100s. Nothing is perfect.
You didn't answer the question.
What I'm trying to draw the conclusion here, Dave, is you said that my partner's a bad individual, and
I didn't say that.
You said he was a bad citizen.
Bad citizenship.
Bad citizen.
Right.
Okay.
So he said he was a
bad citizen, and I wanted to find out if Rosa Parks was a bad citizen for disobeying the laws of her municipality, where she was supposed to get up out of the seat and give it to the white person.
I think those laws go a lot further. They go right to the Constitution. What you're talking about does not. What you're talking about is junk on a piece of property.
If the Constitution, guarantees right to life, liberty, and property, then maybe they do.
Well, you can draw that out as far as you want, but if we want to stay within reasonable bounds,
I think it's fair that everybody gets
property are not even close to the same thing.
I think it's fair that everybody gets treated the same, no matter what race they are, and I think it's fair that everybody gets to do with
that
their property as they wish.
With keeping junk on your property.
Wait a minute. One man's junk is another man's treasure. And besides that, I want to know from you, does the city of Keene, does the municipality, do they actually own all the property that they claim dominion over?
Of course they don't own it. That's a very rhetorical
question.
So
if they
don't
own the property, how do they have the right to control the property? Is it because I moved here that they have the right to control my property even though they don't own it?
Those are such rhetorical
They're legitimate questions, sir.
Have any bearing on what's
you have
going
no answer,
on.
Do you? You just don't have a good answer.
No, that's a rhetorical question. It doesn't deserve any kind of response.
Don't you think there should be a philosophy of, a philosophy? I mean, our Constitution's based on sort of the
I think
Enlightenment
that you probably
philosophy.
Shouldn't bother registering your car. I don't think you should register to vote. I don't think you should bother paying your taxes either.
I see where you're coming from on that.
I think you should benefit. You should benefit from all the good things of our society, like the police and the fire department. But I don't think you should hold to anything else that they might want a good citizen to hold.
I see what you're saying there, Dave. I see where you're coming from on that. And I'd like to point out, Dave, that in regards to what you're suggesting, there are more people, and I'm one of them included, that are doing more and more, or rather not doing more and more, that the government normally demands. There are a number of people here in Keene that are not that are driving without car registration. We've had success. We've had victories in your very own courts over that particular issue. And so, yes, so we are seeing things like that, and I myself been moving more and more in those directions over time. In fact, I should be getting a car here, and I will be promptly attempting to get, I think, what they call a salvage title on it. I'll be pulling off any sort of New Hampshire tags, and I will be doing exactly as you suggested. So just wait. All that stuff is coming, and it's going to be exciting because more and more people are going to non-cooperate. And then what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen, Dave, when you've got a whole bunch of people, let's say a few dozen people in the city of Keene, in the area or geographical designation known as the city of Keene, that are just not complying? They're not hurting people. They're not being violent. They're not destroying property. But they're just not going to comply with these arbitrary rules by the people calling themselves government. What do you think will occur?
Get money for oil. People won't get money to help them when they're in trouble. When they go to the hospital, there'll be nothing to pay for it. You have to have some kind of rules in society, and you have to have some kind of modicum of order. And if things go the way you want chaos, well, everything
I don't want
is
chaos.
Deteriorate.
I never suggested chaos.
Dave, do you, absolutely chaos.
Nope. Do you think that the people that don't have the money
to... it's crazy, The whole idea of being able to have any social services revolves around people trying to follow some kind of order.
My partner never asked for any social services.
I don't want any social services.
I have a question about people wanting oil.
Pay for their problems. Do you want people not to have money given to them by the government to take care of them when they have a problem?
I want private charities to take care of people. Dave, I want private charities to take care of people that have problems. Thank you very much. Mark, go ahead with your question.
I was just wondering about people who, that don't have oil for the winter or something like that. The fact that they may not have oil for the winter and may have squandered their money up to that point, I mean, I'm sure they had cigarettes and beer in their house up to there. I'm wondering, do I have the obligation? Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't be willing to help somebody who's cold. I'm just saying, do I have the obligation to help that person?
No. Well, maybe it's people that don't want to follow some minor rules and regulations to keep the entire society in some kind of ease.
Do you know what a society is?
Operation.
Can you define society?
Well, I'm not going to answer rhetorical questions.
You know, you don't like to answer the tough questions.
No, Dave.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. We gave you a couple segments, and you wouldn't answer the tough questions. Society, as I understand
it, hard questions.
Is a voluntary association of individuals joined together for a common purpose. So if society is if he's saying he's got all these rules in his society, that's fine. He's voluntarily chosen to obey those rules of his society, which his society is a coercive society. I am an advocate of transitioning from the coercive society that many people inhabit today, most people inhabit today, to a fully voluntary, consensual-based society, where all of the services he's talking about, helping people that need help, poor people or cold people or whatever it is that they need help with, would all be done on a voluntary consent basis, as charities do. The people that are really helping people out there in the world are the Salvation Army and the United Way and other various different charitable organizations that are out there doing great work completely on a voluntary basis, funding themselves by persuading people to give them money because they're just worth it. It's worth giving these people money because they're
helping.
It's
a lot more efficient, too. The government squanders a great deal of the money they get, and it's a very inefficient way to take care of poor people.
I'm just asking people to behave voluntarily and behave honorably. What's wrong with that? 800-259-9231. Stop threatening your neighbors for things that they're doing that you don't like. More is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact.